Pappy.
Yeah, Pappy was my great grandfather on the mother's side, and I really don't know a whole lot about him. He was very old. He was up in his 80s. He was in his late 70s when I was born, and he was 86 when he died. And the picture I have of him is a white-haired, kind of frail man who loved to dip snuff. And the man loved to dip snuff, and he was
didn't use toothbrush, did he?
No, he used a hickory twig.
Yeah.
And he was my grandmother does the same thing. She used to dip snuff with a hickory. Now she's pretty much quit dipping snuff.
They didn't use a Maxwell House coffee can, did they?
No, I tell you what kind of cans they did use or still use. Number 10, you know, like vegetable cans that are, you know, like 8 to 12 inches high and, you know, like, I guess 10, 12 inches in diameter. That's the kind of cans they use. They have two sets of corrugated things on their sides. They're really buckets, that's what they are. They're really not cans, they're kind of buckets, but they're tin. And she doesn't dip snuff much at all anymore, but when I was a kid, everybody sat around dipping snuff and chewing tobacco.
You know anything about your mother's schooling?
Yeah, no, she got through high school. She went to Ray Central High, up in Dayton. And went through the 12th grade.
Mm-hmm.
And she didn't go to college. When she was a little kid, she had to wear a brace on her leg. She had some kind of birth, disease at birth.
Mm-hmm.
And she still, like on several of her fingers, on her hand, on both hands, the fingers are not fully developed. There are no nails, they're just kind of stubs. And it was some kind of birth defect. I really don't know, to this day, I don't know the whole damn story about that at all.
Yeah, people can't talk about it.
Well, she's not sensitive about it at all, but it's just something that I don't know. I really probably should sit down and talk to her about it. there are several times when I've been talking to her. And recently I was talking to her, and we talked about it a little bit, but other than just, you know, kinds of general things about it, that's all I know. And there are a lot of things about my family that I really have suspicions about, but that I don't know the full story. And there are some things that I really don't know if, I mean, I've got to approach the right people, because they're
colorful past or something.
Well, colorful, you know, checkered maybe, I don't know. one of my aunts, when she was in her early 20s, married the preacher at Garrison Baptist Church. Now, this was a long time ago, and I've only been able to gather certain pieces of information I haven't been able to put together very well. But I'm pretty certain that she married the preacher, and from what I gather, he was, you know, the jackleg preacher type, not particularly. If he was a barber, as well as being a preacher,